This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Time to chat some more running here on the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us, and it's an absolute pleasure to head over to Wales once again, where Aled Smith joins us. Aled, welcome back. Nice to catch up again.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Aled, you've told us before that you came from a sort of biking background, and your swim's not the strongest. The bike is pretty decent. How would you consider your run?
I consider it okay. I think it's on par with my running, my cycling now. So it's steadily improved as I've gone over through the years, through the Ironman transition. So it's getting there for sure.
Running, I mean, Ironman is often won and lost on the run. Yes, what you do on the bike is going to make a big difference, but being able to really stick a good run is pretty important. As far as what you've done to improve your run, because your times have really improved over your sort of shortish career, is there one thing that you can pinpoint that you go, you know what, this is what's made the biggest difference in my run?
So when I was at university going into my second Ironman, that's all I concentrated on throughout the winter. I joined a running club and I just ran and ran and ran, and that stayed with me. It's not sort of dropped off the less I've done. That commitment to running 3 times, 4 times a week, high levels, low levels, endurance, sprints, it's just worked in my favour. And that's where it's made a massive difference. I've sort of knocked 50 minutes off my marathon time just from concentrating on a good block of sessions just on running, and didn't care about the bike, didn't care about the swimming, and that's all I concentrated on for a good few months of the off season.
Yeah, I mean, I can vouch for that. I mean, 50 minutes off a marathon time is incredible. I've got a similar sort of experience where after my first Ironman, I decided I'm just going to focus on the run, and I literally took 1 hour and 40 minutes off my marathon time and exactly doing just that, really focusing on the run and spending time on the bike and in the water. But the run is just so vital, isn't it?
Yeah, especially at a higher level, you bank more on that run being good. If you want to be a good Ironman, then you can't let your run let you down. It's just not going to work for you. And especially going into Kona qualification, if you're good on the swim, good on the bike, then you can just blitz through the field on the run. It really does make a big difference having a good run. It does help, definitely.
You've spoken on previous interviews about how you like mixing things up in your workouts. You do it in the water, you do it on the bike as well, and I'm sure you do it on the run. What are some of your favorite workouts, or what is your favorite workout to do on the run?
So my favorite run workout is a bit of a monster, to be honest, because my local tri club, I coach the running sessions, and I live about 5 miles away from the session. So what I do is make it into my long run, but add a high intensity interval session at the middle. So I'd run 5 miles as a warm up, low intensity jog, and then I'd have 5 miles or an hour of good hard intervals, really pushing yourself to the max, because you're with other people, you just push yourself harder. You just don't want to back off that pace. So you're just there throughout the whole session, working really hard. And then it's about a 5 mile tempo run home. So I'm getting my good long run in, sort of 15, 16 miles, but it's got a mix of everything, of the low intensity, high intensity, and then more race pace efforts. That's my favorite workout, but it's just such a hard effort. It makes you feel really good once you finished it.
I was going to say the last five home must be pretty tough. You talk about tempo run, it might be a drag home.
Yeah, it depends on how you're feeling. How your energy levels are, it could be the worst 5 miles you'll ever run.
Excellent. Aled, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up again.
That's great. Thanks, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.